your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
You know, I got to tell you, the border is certainly important. It's very, very important in terms of some of the inhumane actions. I guess I have to talk about it that America seems to be taking under this administration. But what's equally important right now is the economic situation in America. You know, I want to suggest a source of information that I think is one of the best out there, and that's the Keeplinger newsletter, published out of Chicago and New York. It is an excellent newsletter in terms of giving up-to-the-minute accurate statistics about what's going on in America. In their latest edition, they talk primarily about, of course, the national debt. And they predicted that America would just kind of wallow around, American politicians would just kind of wallow around this issue because they didn't feel they could do anything about it. In general, the economy right now, as Jimmy's going to elaborate on, is really looking bad. The value of the U.S. dollar is diminishing while the number of bank failures is increasing. Jimmy, what do you think about that?
We have a serious economic problem, and very few people in the mainstream media, and certainly this administration, the Biden administration, are not recognizing it. Or if they're recognizing it, they're trying to blow smoke in people's eyes and to protect it,
right,
to keep people from realizing how devastating this is. We're talking over $31 trillion in debt. You know, when Obama left office, that was basically one-third of the debt that we're facing today. We still have budgets that are running deficits every single year. The fight right now with the White House and the Republican House is to hold the House. The Republicans in the House want to hold all spending to the 2022 numbers. And the White House is not, they're fighting against that. They want to increase the debt and, of course, the deficit in order to appease their constituents and actually try to show something. But this is this is absolutely just devastating for the economy when we're facing inflation, when we're facing a reduction in the dollar as the world's reserve currency by half, went from basically 80% of countries, you know, the dollar holding, you know, 80%, other countries holding 80% of the dollar in reserve currency down to about 40%. People have no idea what that means long term to the American economy, but it is devastating because those countries in the future will have much more power, and primarily China will have much more economic power than the United States, and basically will undermine and dictate how our economy works. So if you want an authoritarian, tyrannical leadership to dictate your future, then continue down this road. If not, get back energy production, get back economic power, get the strength of the dollar back and put it back into reserve currency policies. This administration almost looks like it's trying to undermine the long-term economic stability of this nation.
Well, sure it is. Jimmy, let me ask you a question here. What do you think of the folks who govern us on the various finance and are involved in the various finance committees, various monetary committees, et cetera, et cetera? What action do you think they could take right now to strengthen the dollar? Because that's a critical, critical thing that has to be done.
Well, I think one of the primary things is to go back to focusing on U.S. domestic energy production. Stop importing other foreign, you know, actually increase U.S. domestic energy and take away the regulations that are stifling U.S. economic growth. That's one area. Another area is stop spending so much money. They have to think about reducing these deficits in order to stabilize the dollar. And of course, with the Fed, remember, the Fed is a private corporation. They're helping banks consolidate power. The banks that were too big to fail in 2008 and 2009, they're making bigger and more powerful. That has to stop.
Yep.
We need a decentralized economy. We need a viable energy economy. We need more manufacturing. We need more mining for rare earth metals here in the United States. We've got to lift some of these restrictive climate agenda driven policies that are undermining the U.S. economy. It's that simple.
So the value of the U.S. dollar is really a direct reflection, of course, on the strength of the economy. on the strength of the country. I'd like you to digress just a little bit here, maybe for a couple of minutes, and tell our listeners how you feel that, or why you feel that the green movement is hurting the value of our dollar.
As we spend a large amount of money to retool our economy towards a green economy, we're undermining the basic manufacturing capabilities in the U.S. We're raising energy costs, which are increasing inflation, because energy is, you know, drives transportation, it drives production of materials, it has the foundational cost of most productivity. As you decrease our own domestic energy production, you're requiring imports from outside to fulfill our needs. And of course, at the same time that you're doing that, the other countries that are importing and manufacturing are not following the same guidelines and rules. So you are massively disadvantaging your economy in order to appease a climate agenda when they cannot, when experts, when officials in this administration cannot actually quantify what the real impact would be for carbon emissions in this nation. And that was proven in testimony this week with the Deputy Secretary for Energy in hearings in the Senate. It's embarrassing. They do not have the answers, but they want to spend upwards of $50 trillion over the next 35 years in order to achieve some climate neutrality, because they say the U.S. has to, quote, lead in this effort to make the rest of the world do it. But in fact, as we lose our economic power, we're not going to lead anything. We will decline into nothing. And that's what's so damaging with this climate agenda.
You know, I agree with that about 100%. I've got about 2 minutes left here in this segment, Jim, and I just want to say that why in God's name do we have to be the leaders in the green agenda? I don't believe that. I have heard very compelling arguments on both sides of this particular story. I'm not sure that we have to devote the full efforts of our country to that particular philosophy. What do you think?
Well, absolutely, we shouldn't be. We should be looking at alternative energy sources. There's no question about that. So
right.
Small modular reactors, nuclear reactors. We could look at efficient hydrogen powers. There's many things that we could be looking at in order to achieve a more efficient energy system. But if you undermine investment, if you focus on particular political entities, that is a political move. And what we're seeing now is this government using those tools to appease their constituents because of the financial gain in green energy. Now, it's not going to pay off in the long run. It will definitely hit us economically negatively.
Yeah.
And of course, a lot of it is based on fraudulent data. There is no studies that have enough strength to make this accurate predictions. It's going to hurt us very badly.
Yeah, no question about that. Okay, you guys, stick around. No more green energy. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the misactions in the government. Stick around.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.